Alex, congratulations. How pleased are you with that performance and that win this afternoon?
Yeah, delighted. I think, obviously, local derbies are always something that the fans and everybody connected with both clubs wants to win, you know, because there isn't many of them this season for us because, obviously, like, say, Blackpool and Blackburn are in the league. So it was a big game. Obviously, it was Gentry Day as well for the club, which we know, obviously, carries a lot of weight with the supporters. I mean, it's an important day for them. And more importantly for us, it was another game where, after the disappointment of last week, we had to get back on track. You know, we've got 11 games now remaining, and we needed to win this one to give ourselves an opportunity within 11 remaining games to stake a challenge and stake a claim to have a successful season at the top end. So we knew the importance of it. I think the real frustrating thing for ours was the fact that I thought we started the game really brightly. You know, we started really well, passed the ball well, created a couple of opportunities, and then obviously we got a goal down. The goal was disappointing in the fact that I thought it was our ball. I didn't think it was a corner. However, when it becomes a corner, we need to defend our box better. You know, we didn't block the run that we spoke about. And then the big fella gets in between our defensive line, which in the main this season we've defended very well. And they then obviously go a goal ahead. You know, and for that point, we need to keep plodding away. We need to keep doing what we spoke about, keep moving them from side to side, try and get down the sides of them. We need to disrupt that back three as much as possible. And I thought in terms of passing and movement, I thought we were excellent. You know, I think my biggest frustration at half-time was the fact that for all the good ball that we had at the top end of the pitch, we didn't hurt them enough. You know, and that was the basis of the half-time team talk was once we get in there and we get you the ball and you're front-facing, we need to deliver more. And then second half, we spoke about bravery. Because I think people talk about bravery in football, but what they mean is flinging your head in and flying into tackles. There's a different type of bravery, which is believing in your game plan, keep moving the ball, don't get frustrated, don't let the fans affect what we're trying to do. Because sometimes fans are desperate for you just to put it forward and get that goal. And we knew patient build-up, breaking them down, working the ball between the thirds was going to be how we would beat them. And the lads carried it out fantastically well, so we're delighted with them.
In terms of character, in terms of responding to going behind early on, can you put a value on that?
No, but I think I don't question our character. Do you know what I mean? I know the boys that I've got in the changing room. I know how they react and how they behave to setbacks. You know, we had a setback last week, we had a poor performance, and then I think we've turned up the day against a team who have played against some really quality sides that have got real good attacking players. You know, Fulham came here and drew one each, who are arguably one of the best attacking teams in the league. They went to Norwich last week and got a 0-0 draw, who have got some fantastic attacking players. And our attacking players today throughout the game, I thought, caused them untold problems. You know, so I think that speaks volume to our lads and the quality we've got. But also, like you say, coming for a goal behind to then go and deliver that, it's fantastic.
And that quality displayed in the goals that you scored.
Yeah, and that's the big bit. You know, and I spoke to him about half-time about it. You can play as well as you like. The simple fact is we got away having lost 1-0 the day. People don't talk about our performance. They talk about how well Bolton did. So we had to turn a good performance into 3 points. It's as simple as that, because that's what fans talk about. And that's exactly what we did in the second half.
Inevitably, Sean Maguire will get the headlines, won't he? Back in the fold. I think he'd been on 12 minutes when he got the goal. How good is that for him after how long he's had to wait and all the work he's put into to get himself fit and back in the team?
Yeah, it's fantastic. And I think people forget how many players we've lost this season and how important the players have been. You know, we've lost Tom Clark, we've lost Greg Cunningham, we've lost Sean Maguire, we've lost Ben Pearson for, 6 weeks, we've lost Paul Gallagher. I mean, we've lost crucial players. Since I've been here, I've never had a fully fit squad. I mean, next week, I think we'll have Darnell and Tom Clark hopefully back, and that'll be the first time since I've been here that every single player that we've got in our books is fit. And that's an absolute joy for us because we've got some real strength and depth in. And Shawnee, after the 3-4 months that he's been out, you know, I don't think he would have dreamed of a better sort of game back. You know, come on, game one each, really tight, and we needed to sort of force the issue and get the win. He gets 2 goals. So, and he's played 45 minutes of football, by the way, in 3 or 4 months. So to come on and deliver that just tells you everything you need to know about him.
I think we could see what it meant to him with the celebration for the first one.
Yeah, 100%, because all that pain and all that frustration when you're out for that long, I mean, that as a footballer is the worst thing that can happen to you. I mean, I went through it myself. I was out for over a year, and sitting watching your teammates playing every week is the hardest thing that can happen because you want to be out there helping. And I think that was just a lot of relief, a lot of frustration. So, yeah, delighted for him.
You mentioned it was Gentry Day. Word for the fans, they were terrific, weren't they?
Yeah, fantastic. Listen, it's great. Honestly, our away fans are magnificent. You know, I just hope that when we go back to our place, that we can generate that type of atmosphere as well. Because I think the 3,000, 4,000, whatever 1,000 we brought today, they were in fine voice right throughout the game. They willed the lads on. They didn't get frustrated with them when they were losing. And they just kept us going. And we rewarded them with a really good performance and a great win.
And I guess you can't affect what the teams do. You've just got to do your own business and keep winning games and keep yourselves in touch. And that's what you've done today.
Yeah, but the fact is, though, if they lose ground, you gain points on them. If they win, if you don't, you would lose points on them. So the fact is, we just need to focus on ourselves. We've got 11 games. And what we've done today is we've took another wee step forward. We've got 11 steps left. So we need to go and try and win as many games as we can.